morning, everybody. It's 8:04, and, well, it is that time of year when the snakes start to come out. I don't like snakes. Not at all. But I would like to hear your snake bite stories on 13, 12, 16 this morning. If you've been bitten by a snake, or you know someone who has, what happened? Were you okay? Was it bad? There's a story in the news this morning about a 22-month-old boy who was attacked by a 4.2-metre scrub python at his home in Cairns. His mother, Amanda, fortunately found him in time, and they actually killed the snake. But, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I could imagine that would be your worst nightmare to see something like that. Fortunately, Naish is okay, but my God. Freaky, freaky stuff. 13, 12, 16. Got a snake bite story for us? As much as they scare me, keen to hear them. Michelle, you got a snake bite story for us?
I sure do, but at the time I didn't know it.
Oh, right, so you got bitten and you didn't realise at the time.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre. I was gardening at home in my back garden. And
what suburb do you live in, Michelle?
Well, I live in Airlie Beach, but right. At the time I was living in Andergrove.
Okay, yep.
Anyway, I was rummaging around and I was, you know how you sit on the flat of your feet and you're in there pulling out weeds and everything, and I finished my gardening, and later on that night my arm was really sore and I had to keep it above my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, it really hurt to lower my arm. Anyway, the next day I went off to see my naturopath and I had a bit of a massage and everything. And while
the
I was massaging
day.
My... Yeah, the next day I had a massage and she was massaging my upper arm and she said to me, "You've got these puncture points on the inside of your arm. Were you bitten by a snake?" It was really obvious that I had these two wounds in my arm, and I didn't even know it. So there you go.
Wow. Do you know what snake it was? Did you ever find out?
She thinks it was just a green, and they can be quite dirty. Like, their fangs can have a lot of yuck on them. So, yeah.
Well, thank goodness you're okay, Michelle.
I am.
Yeah. Tony, do you have a snake bite story?
Mate, I certainly did. Not one, but probably two of them.
Two? Yourself?
Yeah, mate.
Tell us where, how.
It's actually just a home over in Andergrove. And for all the blokes out there, when a wife says, "Take the rubbish out, it won't kill you," they are lying. We're taking the rubbish out one night.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we stepped out the front door and bang, straight on the ankle.
Oh, my God.
And it was a little yellow belly.
Oh, my God. Right on
so
your
got
ankle.
Me on the- On the ankle, so yeah, he tried to bite, but I don't think it went through or anything. I'm still breathing.
Okay.
But I gave the wife an absolute spray over it, saying, "Don't take the rubbish out, it won't kill you." So, I've always checked the front door, and only about 2 months later, the wife says to me, "Take the rubbish out." I take the rubbish out, come back in towards the front door, and here's a baby brown snake across the front door.
Where do you live? What suburb are you in, mate?
Kimberley Estate in Andergrove, so we've got the swampland right behind us.
I see. Okay, all right. And did this one try to bite you?
The brown one didn't. No, I told the wife just to grab a shovel and I disposed of it very humanely.
Right, okay. Well, that's very good of you. I could understand maybe if you didn't do the humane thing in a moment of panic.
It was very quick. His head was removed from his body very
quick.
I see.
Okay. Hey, look, Tony, thank you for the call and glad to hear you're okay.
No, all good.
Yeah, see, wives and girlfriends, that's why if we're a bit slow in taking the bins out, it's because our lives could be at risk, okay?